This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fulton County Clerk of Court Shay Alexander says even though she's human, she strives for perfection.
And that's how the mishap happened.
The mishap was she inadvertently posted the indictment charges against former President Donald Trump, even though the grand jury was still deliberating Monday.
But I'm not like the mainstream media that just tells you that Fulton County, Georgia, put out a report. Here it is. Office of the Fulton County Clerk of Superior and Magistrate Courts, Honorable Shay Alexander. And Trump, in the indictment I showed you yesterday in Georgia, is being indicted. They say it's a fraud, that no one shut it down, no one kicked people out. But they did, and they kept counting, and that's on the surveillance footage.
How many ballots went through those machines in those 2 hours when there was no one there to supervise, to be present, consistent with your statutes and rules? To supervise the tabulation.
They're trying to make it illegal to challenge them. Of course, the pipe never broke. They lied.
There is now a hitch in the tabulation of votes. Water pipe has broken inside the arena. They had counted 86,000 absentee ballots. We don't know how many more they have yet to tabulate, but all the tabulation of those ballots has now stopped.
Pipe broke at 6:07. It was repaired at 8:07.
And which day? And AM or PM?
That was AM.
Of which day?
On election day.
Here's what the audit found. Quote, 7 falsified audit tally sheets containing fabricated vote totals. For example, a batch containing 59 actual ballot images for Joe Biden and 42 for Donald Trump was reported as 100 for Biden and 0 for Trump. The 7 batches of ballot images with 554 votes for Joe Biden, 140 votes for Donald Trump, and 11 votes for Joe Jorgensen had tally sheets in the audit falsified to show 850 votes for Biden, 0 votes for Trump, and 0 votes for Jorgensen. Wait, did you just follow that? How is that not flat-out criminal fraud? We'd love to know, because it certainly sounds like flat-out criminal fraud.
Just like the same group just got caught publishing the indictment index. Then they said it wasn't true. Then they said it was a hack. Then they said it was fake. Now they said it's real and nothing to worry about.
It wasn't an official document. It wasn't official charges. It was a dry run. It was a work sample.
Even though it had a case number, Alexander says it didn't have a stamp and other markings that would have made it official.
That fictitious document matched exactly the charges that we now see in this indictment. Can you tell us more about that document leak? Because now you have the former president's lawyers who are saying this is emblematic of a serious problem with your office.
No, I can't tell you anything about what you refer to. What I can tell you is that we had a grand jury here in Fulton County. They deliberated till almost 8 o'clock, if not right after 8 o'clock. An indictment was returned. It was true billed, and you now have an indictment. I am not an expert on clerks' duties or even administrative duties. I wouldn't know how to work that system, and so I'm not going to speculate. Next question.
Well, Adrian, I don't think we've ever seen such an affront to our justice system and the rule of law than what we witnessed in Fulton County yesterday. They're going to ram this through because they want to interfere in the 2024 election. So what did they do? They released this indictment in the middle of the night in Fulton County, just like they count votes without observers present. And they release these counts and charge President Trump for literally sending tweets, encouraging people to watch the news, to engage in public hearings, to hold press conferences. And they're trying to criminalize not just his First Amendment rights, but his right to participate in the democratic process. And while they're doing that, they're trying to take away the American people's choice of participating in the democratic process in the 2024 election.
You'll maintain custody of it from here?
Yes, sir.
Senator Josh Hawley said it best. They're sending a message to everybody. This is a dictatorship.
So I think the message is real clear. Don't challenge us. Don't go to work for anybody who will challenge us. Don't vote for Donald Trump or anybody like him, or we'll treat you as a domestic terrorist. And I tell you what, Laura, this is a recipe for one-party rule in this country. And if that's the case, this isn't the United States of America anymore. Our constitutional democracy doesn't exist anymore.
Where have you heard this before, that they're setting up a dictatorship, they're coming after all of us, they're declaring us all domestic terrorists, and they're setting up a one-party state? people now get what this is. I know it's hard to believe and it's terrible and we don't want this to happen. And I mean, I'm targeted by him. I wish this wasn't true. But I mean, we're all being put in the prison. Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That makes everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Nobody can say we live in boring times. Wow. We're living right in the middle of a deep state totalitarian takeover. The greatest election meddling ever seen, trying to block the president that we were going to support, who is way ahead in the polls. The Google announcing they're going to block all websites not approved by them, period. So you can't even search them or find them. That was days ago under consultation with the UN. The Russian Defense Ministry saying the U.S. government's preparing to release a new pandemic. And then now they're saying, oh, there's this new variant. My federal sources say they've been told masks go back on the feds. The airports are their places next month. By October, they're going to try to roll out masking to fly again. And then the lockdowns ahead of next year's election. I mean, this is just wild. Constitutional lawyer and really smart individual, Robert Barnes, joins us to talk about the indictment, the latest in Georgia, the craziness of it, and just all the inside baseball that is unfolding. Robert Barnes also hosts his own show. We'll tell you about that, and we'll put up his website as well. So, Robert, wow, where to start here?
Well, you know, if the first indictment of President Trump was Caesar crossing the Rubicon, the Georgia indictment of Trump is what Caligula looked like governing Rome. It's that level of it's an insanity taken to an extreme. When I heard they were indicting everybody who questioned the election in Georgia, I was wondering whether you and I were going to be end up listing in that indictment. And apparently they're not finished. Apparently they're looking at trying to indict the lieutenant governor of Georgia. That's how nuts and crazy this case is. And it goes along with you have the Biden administration in Texas looking at indicting the attorney general who led the election contest to the U.S. Supreme Court, Ken Paxton. So this just keeps getting crazier and crazier and crazier. They've made tweets a crime, texts a crime, setting up a meeting a crime, phone calls a crime. They even made constitutional law a crime. John Eastman, a constitutional law professor who provided legal advice on the Constitution, is now indicted because that's all he did. Mark Meadows is being indicted because he set up a meeting, because he made a text, because he made a phone call. And this all relates. Now, what's interesting about this indictment, there's many legal grounds for President Trump to challenge it, try to remove it to federal court, to move to stay it, move to dismiss it, get it up to the Georgia Supreme Court, get it up to the U.S. Supreme Court. There's a lot of options legally and procedurally and substantively he has. But what's extraordinary about this indictment is that it, more than any of the other indictments, makes what happened in 2020 a relevant issue in the trial itself, if such a trial ever occurs. Because the nature of it is they claim that the Georgia election was all on the up and up. And you and I were both there, and there's no chance of that whatsoever. That the election contest filed by the president, that, you know, Twitter, I guess X or whatever it's called now, issued a community note when I pointed out to Governor Kemp that he was flat out lying to people about what happened in Georgia. Even the Twitter folks don't know that a Georgia election contest was filed by President Trump and that the Fulton County Courthouse illegally, unlawfully, failed to even adjudicate it within the appropriate required expedited time frame. And it was only dismissed because the courts never scheduled it before January 6th, and it had to be scheduled before then for there to be any legal remedy. But that election contest included over 400 pages of affidavit, sworn testimony. The petition itself was a verified petition filed under penalty of perjury, and it detailed all the illegal voting that took place, and illegal voting at three levels. You had people who are not constitutionally qualified to vote, meaning they weren't qualified to vote under the rules set by the Georgia legislature as the U.S. Constitution that gives them exclusive prerogative and power to determine who can vote in a presidential election. They had people who cast a ballot in a manner that was illegal under Georgia law because their signatures did not match and their identification was not produced. And then the votes were counted in canvas without the presence of third-party observers, without the presence of candidate observers, without the presence of the public, in direct violation of Georgia state law, making that.
And by the way, that's item 25. I'm not a lawyer, but it says he falsely claimed they shut down and kicked everybody out and kept running ballots. They admit they did.
Exactly. We were there, remember? I mean, what happened, for those that don't know, what they Fulton County decided to have all the ballots counted at one location. That by itself, I thought, was a violation and a major problem, because that should be counted at each local precinct. It shouldn't be at a centralized location where they could bring in and remove ballots. And there are all kinds of questions about what ballots showed up there, what ballots disappeared from there, and the transportation part of the process. While there, party observers were there to watch the counting of those ballots, but also what's called the canvassing process. And the canvassing process involves making sure the signatures match on the ballot application to the ballot before the ballot is even open to be looked at. Well, what was happening is the party observers were there, and they all of a sudden stopped counting. And what they told people is there had been a busted pipe that was going to require them to stop counting, and they weren't going to come back and start counting until the morning. That's when a bunch of party observers, Republicans in particular, went home. I was contacted by several of them who told me they went home because of that. Then they find out, as we saw in the videotape with later proof, they pulled out ballots from underneath the tables in those big boxes. And as Steven Crowder also talked about and documented at the time, they only objected to whether it was this definition of a box or that definition of a box. And then they started counting the ballots without party observers being present. That is in violation of the Constitution, because it's in violation of Georgia election law.
So a lot of this is important to go back over. Most people know this, but you talk about the recklessness of this. They show tweets. He's indicted for saying major anomalies, let's investigate. And I mean, as you said, this giant net, clearly they're getting ready to steal the next election. Clearly they're sending out a chilling effect saying, if you challenge us, we're going to put you in jail.
No doubt. I mean, this indictment threatens the constitutional rights of everybody. This says that if you have no right to assembly, no right to of speech, no right of press, no right to petition the government for redress of grievances, that you don't even have a right to legal advice. You don't even have a right as a lawyer to give legal advice. That all of it is considered a crime. I mean, it's insane what they're trying to criminalize in this case and what they're trying to cover up. I mean, they give people a quick reminder course. People who were dead voted in Georgia. People who were too young to vote voted in Georgia. People who had moved out of the state voted in Georgia.
And by the way, there's been a bunch of indictments in the state over this. This is not debated.
It's all detailed in the 400-plus page election contest that Trump filed. Trump only filed one election contest in the entire country. It was in Georgia. If they thought they were right, they would have heard it. Instead, the defense refused to produce an answer. The courts refused to produce a hearing. Nobody was allowed any discovery. No trial ever occurred. And consequently, because the Fulton County Courthouse abdicated its duties and obligations. The same courthouse now provides. Basically, this is a cover-up of what happened in 2020. This indictment is a continuing cover up and a conspiracy to not only deprive people of their right to vote in 2020, but as you note, Alex, to deprive them of their right to vote in 2024 by trying to jail and imprison and mugshot. They're talking about trying to stick Trump in Fulton County Jail, which is one of the most dangerous jails in America, just as part of the process of him getting mugshot, which has all kinds of problems. So, I mean, these are and they're eager about it. Fulton County Sheriff bragging about
so
it.
So they're on incredible power trips. And is the system desperate? Are they scared? Are they on a power trip or is it a mix?
I think it's Caligula-level governance of Rome. I mean, that's what we have. We have a decrepit dementia candidate as president. We have insane people in power who are addicted to their own power, who will keep misusing it and abusing it until the American people sufficiently respond in kind by making Election Day the verdict day and end all this nonsense forever. They have no sense of limits anymore. They have no sense of restraint anymore. This is a very dangerous time for America's constitutional republic.
All right, constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is our guest. We are literally here at the twilight of the end of our country, or is it the dawn of the rebirth of our republic? I think that's really up to us. They got new lockdowns ready. The exclusive on that's at InfoWars.com. Everybody needs to say no to this now. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
CNN had a huge, big piece saying, basically, I attacked the Capitol. You know, I was there trying to stop people going in. They've got this Kenneth Chesbro, alleged architect of fake electors plot, following Alex Jones around the Capitol. January 6th, Jack Posobiec said, so he recorded Alex Jones telling people not to go in the Capitol. I mean, you watch a CNN report that edits that out. This is total weaponization. We know they're fake news, but they're coming after us. What's the big picture here, Robert Barnes?
That it's a very dangerous time period, that they're doing something that they've never done before and weaponizing the criminal justice system against the leading presidential opponent of the incumbent, doing it against the former president of the United States without going through the impeachment clause, ignoring the Senate acquittals that took place in multiple cases involving President Trump, including the facts relevant to both the Georgia indictment and the D.C. indictment. And now they're going after lawyers and allies, including Jeffrey Clark, former Department of Justice Assistant Attorney General, who's just doing his job. They're going after John Eastman, constitutional law professor, Mark Meadows, chief of staff. This is an attempt to criminalize.
Tom Fitton. I said I would interrupt. Tom Fitton's next.
Exactly. I mean, it's only a matter. The only question is, can they lock up 75 million Americans? Because, I mean, that's the kind of length they're going to, and I think they're going to try to criminally pick off. They'll use the January 6th cases and these cases against Trump to continue to accelerate and elevate the weaponization of the criminal justice prosecutorial power to do Berea-style justice, show me the man, I'll find you the crime, to go after everybody of any significance, consequence, or influence that is a problem for the Biden administration. And we've seen the timing. I mean, is it a coincidence that the same week we find out that Joe Biden had a secret pseudonym, secret emails, secret burner phones in order to communicate the bribery campaign as vice president, including directly to the Maidan coup Ukrainian president after 2014? Is it any coincidence that a day or two later, the Georgia indictment is announced and comes down the pipeline? As soon as they know there's bad news coming, there's another indictment of Trump. Now there's talk of indicting Trump in Michigan, talk of indicting Trump in Arizona. I mean, what other states are going to join in? Are there going to be 50 indictments, 100 indictments, 200 indictments? I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on and on. It's making it a crime to be an advisor to the president, making it a crime to be an agent of the president, making it a crime to be a supporter of the president, making it a crime to be a legal attorney doing your legal due diligence and your duty of zealous advocacy to and for your client. And they've indicted Rudy Giuliani on RICO. Even Professor Dershowitz has said this entire indictment is a joke, that RICO was never meant for any of these things. RICO doesn't even apply. RICO is when the mob infiltrates the business and extorts it for their personal profit against federal criminal law. It has no application to an election contest. It's never been applied in this context in American history. So it's not only that it's unprecedented that these kind of charges are being brought against whom they are brought, when they are being brought, and we have to look at the timing here. Here is a case that they could have brought this indictment all the way back in 2021 if they believed it. Why did they wait until the eve of the election? Why did they wait until President Trump was beating Joe Biden in the polls? Why did they wait until have the timing of the trial to be a day before Georgia votes in the primary process? That's when they went to trial.
Total,
this case.
Total desperation.
Oh, completely. And what's dangerous is when you combine power with desperation with incompetence is when you get the most dangerous times in the history of the world. That's when you get what led to World War One, and World War One birthed fascism, World War One birthed communism. But for the horrors of World War One itself, we don't get the horrors of World War Two. We don't get the hundreds of millions that die under either communism or fascism, thanks to the disasters of World War One and the banking financial crisis, both of which only occurred because we had desperate, incompetent elites in positions of power. And that's what these cases prove. That's what these cases manifest. Now, the president has a robust litany of defenses. The right of the impeachment clause defense, that he wasn't, that he was already acquitted of these charges, so he can't be tried again under the impeachment clause. Secondly, that there's selective prosecution, retaliatory prosecution in violation of his First Amendment rights.
Impeaching the prosecutors and people?
Well, I think that's the right move. The Georgia State Legislature is looking at it. They need to get up. They should have been involved in this. They screwed around in 2020. They took no remedial action. And along with the corrupt Governor Kemp, who, by the way, gave contradictory statements. Governor Kemp originally signed and supported my letter, publicly stated support of it back in November of 2020. People can go back and look. And he said a signature match audit should occur with independent third party or party observers from the Trump campaign allowed to do it. That's what Ratburger promised, specifically promised me with through his lawyers. And what happened is they never did it. They never provided it. They never gave it. There's some talk out there about the Bureau of Investigators. They hired their own people. And this is actually in the indictment. They said it's a crime that Mark Meadows asked to observe the signatures being matched. That's his constitutional right. That's President Trump's constitutional right. That's the American people's constitutional right. That's their statutory right under Georgia law. And so they're saying, trying to find out whether corruption occurred, trying to have transparency in the election process, following internationally recognized election norms, is now a federal crime.
I was about to say, the State Department says the number one rule of a free election is it can be inspected and can be questioned. So we run around policing the world's elections, and by our own rules, they're violating it. So why would they brazenly say you can't tweet and question an election? You can't say we shut down the tabulation center in Atlanta, which they did. Well, it's like cartoonish. Why would they post the indictment index early? I mean, what are they doing?
It's so Orwellian. It's almost too Orwellian for Orwell to even preview. So that if you say 2 + 2 = 4, that's now a crime because the state says no, 2 + 2 = 5. And as long as you keep saying 2 + 2 = 4, they're going to shock you once, and then they're going to shock you twice, and then they're going to shock you again.
So it's true you can have a baby. I mean, it's that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you deny, if you state reality, if you say the emperor is naked, you go to prison. And even if you're the former president of the United States, even if you're the leading presidential opponent in the United States, even if you're a constitutional law professor, even if you're a Justice Department official, even if you're an attorney general of the United States. That's why we have made fun of other countries for doing far less. I mean, other countries have not been anywhere near, even Pakistan, and illicitly removing Prime Minister Imran Khan. They didn't go so far as to lock him and everyone up. That's what we're trying to do in the United States. And it's happening in places like Georgia. The legislature should have never let this happen. And at least they can take remedial action now by opening up a special session, investigating the attorney general, district attorney, impeaching and removing that district attorney, defunding that entire office, and stopping this nonsense in its tracks, lest the state of Georgia be left as a mocking embarrassment to the entire globe of what constitutional democracy and republic is supposed to look like.
Well, that's really the cherry on top, is the carnival atmosphere and the giggling and the laughing by the judge. And just, they're acting like they're on a cakewalk here. I mean, this is insane. But it's a group of criminals that have hijacked the nation, folks, and they mean business. They're starting World War III with Russia. I mean, they're human trafficking. I mean, they're just... We'll come back and talk about solutions and how Robert Barnes sees this unfolding. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is our guest. Please stay with us. Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. all the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That makes everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I did like one little plug in the first hour today, and it takes money to fund this operation by the globalists. Plus, we have amazing products you and your family need. Please, if you want to continue this operation and see us fight harder than ever, this critical time when people are really waking up, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get our 3,000 milligram CBD oil and the topical salve. Get the great new coffee we have. It's the best I've ever tasted. Get the nitric boost for your heart and your whole body. Get the super female vitality. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot do this and fund this without you. Plus, these are amazing products. And by the way, we sold out of X3. our high-quality iodine. That's one of the big missing links out there. We got a very limited shipment. More's coming in about a month, but a very limited shipment of X3 came in. It's available discount at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver bullet, 30 parts per million. Haven't had it for 3 years. It's back. Highest quality colloidal silver, so good for topical or for internal ingestion. Check it all out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. So, Barnes, how would you, you already said Caligula, and I agree with you, or Nero, literally burning Rome to expand his palace. That's where we're at. All this Hunter stuff coming out, all this Biden stuff, the world seeing the Justice Department do nothing. It's causing a huge awakening. Going into next year, we'll get to this after you talk about this and give us your expert view. I have whistleblowers inside the TSA and the Border Patrol, because I call the Border Patrol to just double check it, even though I know the TSA person's senior, saying they're going to bring back masks for TSA next month. They're going to bring back masks for everybody in October. That's the plan. We may change it, exposing it. And that they plan to then by next year roll in all the same COVID restrictions and mail in ballots. If they didn't say that, I could extrapolate out. That's why it's happening. But this is huge. What is your view on all that?
Well, I mean, I think the other risk that they face, not only is Trump beating them in all the polls, so they have a major problem that they're trying to remedy and fix by recreating 2020 all over again. But the case that we broke here exclusively on InfoWars at the time, the Brooke Jackson whistleblower case against Pfizer, the federal district court just reinstated the case and said we can bring an amended complaint to prove that there was fraud all the way through the entire process about what Pfizer did and how they did it. So they're going to be facing potential discovery. They're going to be facing a wide range of
exposure. Let's be clear, because they have the 1986 immunity, but they don't have it if it's fraud.
They don't have an immunity from stealing from the American people. That's what they never had immunity from. And President Trump, to his credit, required in the contract with Pfizer that Pfizer deliver a safe, effective vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19. Pfizer knew that's what they never delivered that. And the Biden administration has been busy trying to cover it up. But the court said unless the Biden administration publicly admits that what they provided was not what they promised to deliver, and that the Biden administration would still write a check anyway, and the Biden administration doesn't want to publicly admit that while Robert Kennedy is challenging Biden in the primaries, then the case gets to be reinstated, we get to amend the complaint, and we get to go forward. So they're facing multiple levels of public exposure, the Biden corruption concerning Ukraine, the Biden crime family corruption exposing biolabs, the Biden corruption involved with Pfizer and the cover-up of the unsafe, dangerous nature of the COVID vaccine that didn't permit transmission of COVID at all. So how are they going to get around that while they're losing in the polls despite these wave of indictments against President Trump?
And the Russians are winning in Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, even they had started admitting, Washington Post, the favorite publication of the CIA these days, used to be the New York Times, now it's Washington Post, because of how deeply in bed Bezos used to be with them, and they stay that way even though Bezos is selling the Post. They admitted, I think yesterday and today, Ukraine's losing. Ukraine's not winning the counteroffensive. Ukraine's not able to.
Now even NATO's saying they should give Russia part of the territory, even though they're sending F-16s. Well, what do you expect to happen there?
I mean, even Kissinger, whose competence I've never questioned, but moral compass has been broken from the day he got into positions of power, admitted a year ago this was an unwinnable conflict. The economic sanctions weren't working, and they weren't working because Russia's independent on fuel and independent on food. They don't depend on imports for either, so the ordinary Russian is not impacted by sanctions, not impacted by the ruble falling, it's not impacted by any of that because they don't depend or rely upon that. And so the economic war against Russia has failed, and now the military conflict in Ukraine is failing. And, as you reported from day one, is now being public, that it was one massive money laundering operation in which President Biden has been richly rewarded in his family going on a decade, going all the way back to the Maidan coup when he cashed in on it. And it was Obama that put him in position of power so that he could engage in mass criminality. Now, you dig in and you're going to find it goes beyond the Biden crime family, goes beyond the Democratic Party, goes beyond the Clintons and Obama, but it implicates the deep state because Hunter Biden was directly involved in the complicity to place biolabs in Ukraine that the Russians now claim are actually connected to COVID-19 because they were developing some of those experiments there before it got relocated to China.
So if you're a globalist in your ivory tower, how are you feeling right now?
what's fascinating is their arrogance exceeds their competence, and that can be dangerous, but it can also be at times a form of insurance against a worse false flag or staged event occurring over the next year, which I think those risks will escalate as their indictments fail to achieve their political objectives. But right now they are confident. They believe there's no chance they can lose, that the leading opponent is indicted. The American people clearly won't vote for him, and that will guarantee Biden's reelection, and they can just skate on, keep doing their same nonsense and their same gibberish. And that's the insanity of the incompetent leadership. There are some people who recognize within the power structure that that's not achievable and attainable, and they need to redirect their energies. And those can be some of the most dangerous people because of their desperation. They may do something that's very, you know, we're already seeing it. I mean, when's the last time we've seen Ruby Ridge type event? We just saw it a couple of weeks ago in Utah. That's, I mean, you go in and execute a 75-year-old disabled man on the grounds of supposed, you know, social media threats under his own name that don't even rise to the constitutional level of true threats. A guy who can't even walk out of his own house. And you go in and you do a Ruby Ridge style execution of them. And then I guess there's talk today of an FBI, something else happened in Tennessee where they shot somebody dead and it's not explained why or how. So it looks to me, I mean, you remember it. You lived it in live time. You reported on it in live time. You combine Ruby Ridge and Waco, and they use that to stage Oklahoma City. And they used Oklahoma City to rally power behind behind Clinton, cover up all the Clinton corruption and fraud, get Clinton reelected, allow the FBI to expand its power base in the post-Cold War era, and we saw the disaster of it. So there has to be a alert awareness of the risk that's coming. People should not take the bait of engaging in any stupid conversations online. Be wary of anybody out there trying to, and that's what the system is trying to do. They're trying to provoke you into a feeling of futility, a feeling of weakness, a feeling of rage. You say and do something stupid so they can use that as a pretext to do what they did to the January 6th folks. Make sure not to take any of that bait. Be smart, be productive, look for constitutional remedies, reassert your democratic power. An example of that is InfoWars. In other words, people providing, keeping InfoWars on the air long after you're supposed to be gone. You're supposed to be financially DOA. You're supposed to have been buried 2 years ago. The lawyers came out and said so after the lawsuit. Their whole goal wasn't to win money for anybody. Their whole goal was to shut down, silence forever the entire InfoWars audience by censoring and shaming the InfoWars audience. By them going to InfoWarsStore.com and continuing to support the InfoWars by buying products that make them healthier, wealthier, and wiser in the process, they not only continue the Ben Franklin American experiment of self-education and self-empowerment, they also keep a critical network on the air that's challenging the corrupt narratives and exposing the fraud of their narrative. That's the way to continue to fight back productively, intelligently, wisely, sagely, through the court of public opinion, through our constitutional processes, and utilize those to assert in our remedies, because our founders knew of this risk, and that's why they guaranteed certain rights. That's why they provided certain remedies. Well, that's why the judiciary needs to step up to the plate. The state legislatures need to step up to the plate. Matt Gaetz is right. Let's put these corrupt federal judges under investigation, these political partisan hacks who are denying their constitutional oath. We need to assert all of our constitutional and legal remedies to keep the American Republic alive, because that's what keeps it alive, what's in the hearts and minds of ordinary, everyday people.
Well, you say one thing about Trump and what we've done. It's gotten the globalists to take their mask off. So if you were Trump, and I want to get into their future lockdown plans, the big story today. If you were President Trump.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Usurious interest payments. They can't get basic access to credit for their small business enterprise or idea. They can't get basic consumer credit except at high interest rates. Their savings are completely exhausted. Credit card debt is at the highest level it's ever been. Credit card interest rates are at the highest level they've ever been. They are basically getting screwed and shafted. And in a month or two, they're going to have to start paying back substantial amounts on student loan debt they can't afford that was never a good investment in the
first place. So don't worry, a new lockdown begins and they give them a check. And again, if we're able to back this off, they'll say, oh, Alex was wrong. No, they're planning this. They tell the feds it's coming. I want to stop this.
Yeah, I mean, they want because they want moratorium. Look at the homelessness expansion. Over rose to the highest level it's ever risen last year. What's that part of? Part of it's drug issues, part of it's mental health issues, and the lack of treatment for it. But the other part of it is people who no longer have the benefits of the eviction moratorium. So they would like to reinstate the eviction moratorium. So they would like to give basically people free rent. They'd like to send people free STEMI checks. They'd like to suspend, again, the student loans on repayments under emergency grounds. They almost have to do so because of the economic situation they're facing. Then it gives them political control at a level they loved during the pandemic. And then last but not least is what you're talking about. It gives them the green light to once again violate state election law rules and allow the indefinitely defined to be radically expanded to vote in Wisconsin, allow mass mail-in balloting everywhere else without meaningful standards being enforced and applied because they know it's the only means. Even with all of that fraud that they did in 2020, they still barely won. What happens when Trump is winning by such a big margin that it's outside the margin of fraud? That they got to do something desperate in order to be able to keep and sustain power. And so that's why we have to be on high alert for false flag events. We have to be on high alert for them reinstating pandemic-style controls. We have to be at high alert for a risk of World War III because we've got people that dangerous, that desperate, and that dumb in positions of power.
When I look at the corporate media with almost no viewers or support now, they're really cornered rats. I mean, is there any way out of this for the establishment but to escalate?
Unfortunately, no. I mean, I think if they were smart and savvy, they would come to a reasonable compromise the way Kissinger has been recommending in Ukraine and domestically. But I don't think there's enough Kissinger competence level corrupt people in positions of power. We just have people that are dumb and dangerous. We're like the last stages of a dying empire. You know, that's how you get the Caligula types running places like Rome. Not only because they crossed the Rubicon, but because they continue to degrade with politically and culturally and intellectually incestuous unions that produced dangerously incompetent people like the end of the Habsburg Empire that fell apart after World War I. Or the Ottoman Empire, similar story, fell apart after World War I. Empires that had lasted six centuries disappeared in a decade. That can happen to the United States, America's constitutional republic, if we don't stay hyper-vigilant, hyper-alert, hyper-aware, and hyper-involved in protecting America's constitutional liberty. People are basically on call for Paul Revere's ride, and we're experiencing Paul Revere's ride in live time as these dangerous elites continually escalate the threats to our entire globe.
Well, for those that don't know, they never indict somebody when they're running for president or the leader or even a top candidate because it's obviously election meddling. And I think with the piling on, we will see Michigan and Arizona indict Trump. How are they even going to line up all those trials when they're not just interfering with the election, they're interfering with each other?
Exactly. I mean, right now he's scheduled for trial in March in D.C. and in March in Georgia by the government's request. And trials are supposed to go months long. Then May and also March in New York. Right now you have D.C. requesting a trial in March, Georgia requesting a trial in March, and New York already scheduling a trial in March. And then he's still got the Florida case in May. So it's obvious what they're trying to do. It's utterly insane. It shows how it's a desperate effort to interfere with and impair people's right to vote. What they're accusing Trump of, just like with Ukraine, just like with Russiagate, what they're accusing Trump of is what they themselves are guilty of, a confession through projection. The Georgia indictment is what the Democrats did in 2020, and what they're trying to use the indictment to do in 2024, which is a conspiracy to defraud ordinary Americans of their right to a free and fair election. That's what the January 6th election-related D.C. indictments are also all about. And so these collective efforts to evidence, and I think it's so desperate, so egregious, so over the top, so excessive, that when you're losing the Dershowitzes of the world and the Turleys of the world and liberal democratic law professors of the world, when they are saying this is nuts, it's going to put massive pressure on the Supreme Court to intervene or some other court, lower level court, to say, hold on a second, we got to put a stop to all this. They are forcing these courts, if they're conscientious, to simply stop all of them, stay all the actions, let election day be verdict day in America, and that will resolve things fully, because if election day is verdict day, then Donald Trump is the next president of the United States, unless they find some means to steal that election as well. And that's why we have to be aware of the risk of another lockdown-style intervention by the federal government.
Well, that's perfectly said. And we also hear that, well, since New York and Georgia have indicted him, that's pardon-proof because that's state. But couldn't the governors of those states, I guess you have a Republican governor in New York, couldn't they then pardon him?
So, yeah, in Georgia, it's up to the Pardon Commission. So they have 1943, they amended their constitution so that a commission pardons him. And if they believe he's innocent of the charges, they can pardon him at any time. So that's what can happen in Georgia. They've all been appointed by Republican governors, so we'll see if they live up to their constitutional standards in Georgia. In New York, it's a little more difficult because it's a democratically controlled process up and down. But the federal Second Circuit or Supreme Court could say it needed to be removed to federal court. And Mark Levin and others are suggesting that in the case of a presidential election or in the case of when the president's elected, that the pardon power should be extended beyond the limits of federal official prosecutions because it otherwise would endanger the power of the presidency. My view is that the impeachment clause and the First Amendment are the most effective constitutional means to preclude and prohibit these kind of wayward prosecutions. You're not supposed to be able to indict the former president without convicting him in the Senate of impeachment. You're not supposed to be able to indict the former a president who's the leading opponent of the incumbent presidential administration without that being selective and retaliatory prosecution in violation of all First Amendment rights to petition.
Sure. Well, what about Biden and his shelf life being way expired? We know they want Newsom. Even the media, like Roger Stone predicted, I found it hard to believe, was flooding Big Mike talking about Michelle Obama. What are they going to do about Biden? What's your research on that?
I don't think they can do anything about Biden. I think Biden bought himself insurance with Kamala Harris because she's very ambitious but extremely unpopular, so they can't remove him for her, which was the original objective, which means it's very hard to replace him or her with anyone else because they got to replace both of them. If they don't Agnew Kamala Harris, they got a problem with removing Biden.
Sure. So and we know that Biden and his wife want to stay in power. So we're going to have the spectacle. He won't be able to even talk in a year. So, I mean, that is going to be spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, he's clearly going to run a basement campaign like 2020, but it'll even be more so along those lines. I don't know how he could participate meaningfully in a debate as he's going. And I think he's just trying to tar and feather Trump enough in the court of public opinion that he thinks he can just get by. And the problem is, I mean, their only other hope is that Republicans try to do something squirrely and keep Trump off the ballot, off the primary ballot, or off the nomination itself. Because right now, minority and millennial working class voters are overwhelmingly shifting from Biden to Trump, but they don't trust the generic Republican. They don't trust.
Well, that's right. They kept spinning, too, that, oh, every time he's indicted, his polls will go down. He doesn't. Now they're putting out more fake polls that, oh, majority of Republicans don't want him, but I look at all the real numbers and what I see, that's not happening.
Not at all. I mean, the country can see through this, and they're understanding exactly what this is and what it's about. And so all that, if the American people hold the line, then our constitutional republic will be protected ultimately. But that's what they're trying to breach. They're trying to breach the public confidence in our constitutional democracy so they either do something dumb or crazy, they can use it as a false flag or staged event, or as a sin goat offering, or they give up and forfeit and quit and go home and think they become a doomer and think they can't change the world, or they abandon President Trump for some weak, lame institutional Republican that can't win the general election because working class voters in the North and Southwest don't trust the generic Republican.
And then once that happens, they've declared all political opposition terrorists, and we literally entering Nazi Germany / Soviet Russia. Robert Barnes, VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com, VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com, hosts daily shows. You do a great job. Thank you so much for the time. Always amazing. Thank you, Robert Barnes.
Always a privilege and always a pleasure, Alex.
Thank you, sir. All right, Owen Schroyer takes over in 2 minutes at Infowars.com/show and stations across the country. Are you going to lay down the next lockdown? We have the intel. They're getting ready for one. We have the whistleblowers. We can stop them. The article's on Infowars.com exclusive. Biden and preparing to bring back full COVID restrictions rollout to begin mid-September unless we stop them. It's up to you to make this story number one. I want to thank you all that have been sharing it. I want to encourage you to share it again. But remember, we can't fund ourselves without your support. Hope you have great products you need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to fund the resistance. Please take action. InfoWarsStore.com. That's it for this Friday edition. Owen Schroyer takes over now at InfoWars.com/show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.